I want to welcome everyone to Prayer Surge Now, Jews and Gentiles together as the One New Man Hour. Prayer Surge Now, we've been on conference call line praying for almost 15 years on Saturday mornings. And for many of those years, we have included monthly Jews and Gentiles together as the One New Man Hour. So I'm so blessed to have our Messianic Jewish servant leaders, Grant Berry and Robert Wolf, with us this morning. And Saturday mornings are available for anyone to connect using the number 605-475-4797 and the code 33671A pound, and you could learn about us on prayersurgenow.net. On by Wednesdays, I post what's going to take place on Saturdays, and we and also every Saturday morning we pray for Israel, Middle East, to start us off, and then we focus on other important topics. So we are starting our monthly Jews and Gentiles together as the One New Man Hour. I want to welcome both Grant Berry and Bob Wolf with us. Let's make sure we have a good connection with both of you.
Hello from the West Coast.
And Grant, would you make sure you're unmuted? We want to hear from you as well.
Blessings from the East Coast.
And Shabbat Shalom. You know, right now this is being recorded on the resurrection weekend. We experienced Passover, and then tomorrow, of course, Resurrection Sunday. Whenever listeners are going to receive this through online or other means, we want to welcome you as well, even if you are listening to the recorded version of this. So let's start with Grant Berry this morning. Grant, thank you so much for Romans 9/11, the book, as well as a Romans 9/11 project, which is going deep and wide across our nation and beyond. So I want to pray for you, and we want to hear from you for the next 10 minutes, and we're going to pray into the things that you'll be sharing, and we'll do the same with Bob. So thank you, Lord, for Grant and Hallie. Lord, we thank you for their relationship with you, their supernatural marriage, what you are doing in this moment in the history of our nation and the nations around the world. You are revealing more and more, Lord, regarding the importance of us understanding what is in Romans chapters 9 through 11 for us to move together as the One New Man. Lord, would you awaken us? Would you quicken us? Would you show us what's in your heart today? In Jesus' name, amen. Grant, welcome back to Prayer Surge Now.
Thank you, Daisak, Shabbat Shalom, and to all beloved watchmen, intercessors on the line. And, of course, to my dear brother, Bob. Good morning, beloved. Happy Passover. Happy Resurrection. The Lord put on my heart this morning to share with you a very brief message that we actually heard on one of our One New Man intersection calls on Thursday night from two of our servant prayer leaders, Gertie and Harriet Hunt, who really made an excellent point that I want to bring to your attention and outline a couple of things. And then before we give it back to you, Dice Up, to pray, Hallie has just the cream, I think, on the cake to share with us about this message. But what came through on Thursday night was really that the Passover and the One New Man are biblical themes from beginning to end. And if we look at Genesis 22, this is the story of Abraham taking up his son, his one and only son, up to Mount Moriah to sacrifice him. And there are some incredible pictures here. Most of us are most probably familiar with this, but because of the day, I want to just remind us and try and tie some of these things together. Abraham had to take wood for the sacrifice, and it was on the third day that Abraham finally found the place on Mount Moriah that the Lord wanted to take him to. It's interesting that Isaac also carried the wood. Isaac also submitted to his father. He was obedient even unto death. And Isaac was bound on the wood. And so there's an incredible picture here of the Passover message. And I'm going to come back to it, but I also want to go into Exodus 12, when Israel actually experiences the Passover, and point out that it was just not the Jews that came out of Egypt that day. It says in Exodus 12:38, many other people went up with them. So there were other people in Egypt. There were other slave people in Egypt. So the nations were also represented. And if you look in verse 49, a key verse, I think, for the one man here, the same law applies both to the native born and to the foreigner residing among them. And of course, physical circumcision was required. But of course, we know that this was a prophetic picture of spiritual circumcision to come for both Jew and Gentile. So there is a biblical theme here of the Passover, and also for the one new man that later we go into much detail with the physical story of the Passover, and then of course Yeshua for being the Paschal Lamb and fulfilling it through his sacrifice. And there are some incredible pictures here. But just to bring this to a head, because I know we're short for time, if someone talking in the background could mute there, I really appreciate that. There's something significant I believe the Lord showed me this morning specifically about the agreement of Abraham. You see, God knew beforehand that he was going to have to send his son, his only begotten son, whom he loved, to be a sacrifice for all mankind. And the Lord needed agreement on the earth so that earth would come into agreement with heaven's assignment. And look what happens. I'm going to read this to you, and then I'm going to hand it over to Hallie. Look what happens after the obedience, after the whole story has taken place. The angel, in verse 15, the angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, because you have done this, Abraham, and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed. And here it is, because you have obeyed me. And I started to get a sense that the Father, just like this movement of the Spirit during these days, this assignment that we now have for the body to come back to together, for the children in the nations to recognize that they must again reconnect spiritually with Israel's firstborn. There must be agreement on the earth in order for God's assignment to take place. And so he looks upon the earth now for his beloved saints to come into agreement with his plan for mankind, for his family to be restored in love and unity, that he can pour out the final glory upon us. Hallie.
And when we look at the similarity in Genesis 22. See, in Genesis, what does love look like? Love looks like sacrifice in this picture and obedience. And Genesis 22, then God said, take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Well, this is the first time that love is mentioned in the Hebrew scriptures. And so we get a picture of the commitment, the sacrifice of what does love look like. And I'm just going to leave it at that because it's just such a powerful connection between Yeshua being sacrificed and Isaac being sacrificed.
And the love. Did I lose connection here?
Oh, go ahead. Continue, please.
And the love that the Father gave by sending his son. This love to be released. And there's something significant that this is the first time in Scripture that the word love is mentioned. I want to give it back to you, Tyson.
And isn't it incredible? Approximately 2,000 years before Jesus walked on earth, that almost at the exact same spot nearby, or maybe at the very same spot, we don't know for certain, but there in Jerusalem, that Abraham was willing to honor the promise giver more than the promise. I mean, God of the universe saying, now I know, Abraham, that you are the one whom I will use to touch the nations through you, through your bloodline. I will give birth to my only begotten son. This is so incredible. And I love the insight that Grant shared regarding there was that one new man, massive movement during the Exodus. We don't know for certain, but it could have been that even wealthy Egyptians decided, oh, I want to follow the one and only true God, no longer worshiping Pharaoh and the false gods of Egypt, along with many other nations that were there both voluntarily and as slaves. It could have been that number could have far exceeded the number of Israelites. We don't know for certain. It could have been that millions of people left Egypt towards the promised land. So let's really pray into this. I'm going to ask, beginning with Grant, Hallie, and Bob, and afterwards, I want to just open it up to others who would like to pray. Let's enter into a one-minute prayer. Let's just express to the Lord our thoughts and our feelings in prayer. So Grant, Hallie, Bob, would you start us off?
Father, there's something significant that I just started to see about this agreement and what it ignited, because you knew what it would take. You knew. And yet you had to present a picture to as to for us what you were going to do. But yet Abraham had to obey and come into agreement with your plan. And there's something significant about this agreement with what you're doing on the earth right now, because you have a plan that is foreign to the children from the nations to reconnect your family spiritually. And there are many obstacles, and man is trying to go his own way. But there was a surrender here, both on Abraham and Isaac's part, and it enabled you to release a covenant that would change the world. And Father, we ask you to take us deeper into this revelation and this insight. Hashem Yeshua, Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord, especially in this season, Lord, Lord, we are so thankful. We are so thankful that we are all at your table here. But, Lord, there are so many who are not at your table, Lord. And help us, Father. Help us to just draw them in, Lord, to draw them in by being the example of love, of submitted hearts, committed hearts, surrendered hearts, obedient hearts, Lord. Help us to have that kind of love back unto you in Yeshua's name.
Father, I'm looking at a picture of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and that he said that when God calls a man, when Christ calls a man, he calls him to die. And Lord, for all of our efforts to try to stay alive, the way that you designed this was that every seed has to fall to the ground. And so, Lord, as we see the story of Abraham and Isaac, and we see the willingness for people to give up their life, Lord, help us to give up our life so that we could forward what you've called us to do. Because we are convinced, Lord, that from the other side, once we pass on, that we are going to be with you for eternity. And that what we're trying to hold on to here so hard, that's so valuable, is only here for an instant. And that we would spend that time advancing your kingdom and doing your will. Amen.
Amen. Any others who are on this conference call line would like to offer up a one-minute prayer and expressing your thoughts and your feelings in response to what you heard so far this morning, during this hour? Just share your name, where you're calling from, and lead us in a prayer. Thank you, Lord.
This is Susan from Connecticut. And Father, I just want to thank you for the preservation of your word, of your Hebrew scriptures, Lord. It is amazing, Father, how you use our history to show us what it truly means to be submitted to you, what it truly means to give our lives for you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for continued revelation. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are even still unpacking layers and layers and layers of revelation to us so that we can truly see what you have done for us and truly see how we need to submit to your will and your desire and stay on your path that you've placed before us. Thank you, Lord, for preserving the truth so that we could be set free by it. I just thank you for that in Yeshua's mighty name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This is Nancy in D.C. And Lord, I just want to thank you for your people that preserved Torah all these years, God, and faithfully copied that word of you. I thank you for the revelation this morning about the first time love was used, that when Isaac was going to be sacrificed. And just reminded me of John 3:16, that you so loved the world, you sent your son. Lord, the similarities, how you have made us the one new man. We thank you, God, you're making that clear and clear and clear. And Lord, we just ask now for the harvest in your people. God, make yourself real to them, Lord. Reveal yourself, Lord. Let this Passover weekend be a harvest weekend, God. Let there be a harvest come through, not only in Israel, but in the nations, God. And we thank you, Lord, how you're bringing your people home. We thank you, Lord, what you're doing. We just bless you in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
This is Linda in California. Heavenly Father, we come to you with such a humble heart, and we praise you. We praise you for the prayers that have gone up because they have been inspired by Holy Spirit. We praise you for the cloud of witnesses that root us on from on high. And we ask to give them holy hugs from us during this glorious time of remembrance of resurrection for us all. And your truth, thank you for your truth. Without your truth, we would certainly perish. And love, love, you are love. Jesus is love. And so we just Praise you for being able to speak the truth in love to one another, even in the face of opposition, Abba. We are living through such a time as this, and it is glorious, and it takes courage, and we are under your command, both boots in. May every thought and action glorify you, as first it begins in us to speak the truth to ourselves, and then as to maintain the bond of peace. Just by preserving the bond of peace, to speak the truth to others. We must speak and act in truth, and your word shows the direction, Abba. So thank you for having your word be a lamp unto our path and a light unto our every step. That you order our steps. We just praise you, Abba. You have us covered. You have us covered, and together we love you as we follow, as our brothers and sisters have done before us. Praise you, Abba. In the holy, glorious name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. This is Deb from Montana, and I agree that we are being surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. But when we think it goes way, way back into history, that there are a cloud of witnesses there. And Father, we just feel the encouragement that we are living in for such a time as this. And what a responsibility. Every time had a responsibility, but it seems like what we were called right now is an amazing time of being a witness. So Father, we thank you for the promises that you've given us, and we thank you for what our brothers have revealed to us. You revealed it to them first, and then their hearts will fall, and it overflowed unto all of us. And Father, we pray that there's always more. You're never, never finished. So Father, we just thank you that you are going to do something greater work than we ever thought that you would do among the wonderful, wonderful body of Yeshua HaMashiach, east, west, north, and south, and that we would be in unity with each other. And then it is in Psalm 73, verse 28, but it is good for me to draw near to God, to Yahweh. I put my trust in the Lord, yes, in Yahweh, that we may declare all of his wonderful works. Amen. Amen. Father, let your spirit fall, that all of us would be who love you and know your destiny for your people Israel, that we will be at one at the place of prayer with each other. And we thank you as one new man. Hallelujah. Amen. In Yeshua's name.
I would like to ask both Pastor Fred Lunsford in Cherokee County, North Carolina, and Alan Parker in San Antonio, would each of you take a minute and pray for salvation of the Jewish people? Let's believe that God is pursuing every Jewish person on the face of the earth, and because he still remembers fondly the covenant that he made with Abraham. He remembers what happened during Exodus, how he used Moses to bring his people out of bondage, along with other nations, into the promised land. So Pastor Fred Lunsford and Alan Parker, lead us in prayer, please.
Our Heavenly Father, we call upon your precious name, thanking you for the redemption provided by the Lamb of God. As we picture this scene of Abraham laying his son on the altar. Remember, the question was asked, we have the wood and the fire, and where is the lamb? Abraham made the statement, God will provide. Just as Isaac was condemned to die, so are we. But and as the knife was being drawn to slay his son, God provided a lamb. So praise God, even though because of sin we're condemned to die, and God provided a lamb. The Lamb of God, this precious Son of God, to die for us, both Jew and Gentile alike, across the land. So I'm praying for our Jewish people, all of our friends, many friends that are Jewish, that part of the redemption of the Jewish people in a non and a mighty way for salvation upon them. I remember the Jew in England years ago, a young man by the name of Futter, that I talked to about Jesus. He never had heard that Jesus was the Savior of mankind, and he trusted Jesus as his Savior. I never saw the young man again, but I would see him in heaven one day. And I thank you for that. And I pray for all of our Jewish people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. And, you know, Pastor Fred Lunsford stormed the beaches of Normandy, fought in the Battle of the Bulge. God used him and many young men like him to end the Holocaust during World War II. And so we thank God for our World War II veterans. And there are a few that are still on this side of heaven, and Pastor Fred Lunsford is going strong for Jesus. Alan Parker in San Antonio, would you also lead us in a prayer for salvation of Jews everywhere?
Amen. Lord, we know that you love your chosen people. It breaks your heart when they reject you, as it did this past Holy Week when you said, how I've longed to take you under my wings. So because we know you are long-suffering and merciful beyond measure, everlasting your kindness is, we ask for the salvation of every Jewish person in the world today. Lord, if you have to shake them up and get them back to Israel to see the Messiah, whatever it takes, Lord, we ask that you would bring salvation to them. Draw them to Jesus. Draw them to Yeshua HaMashiach. And Lord, I thank you for the great interest that is being awakened in Israel and among the Jewish people, that they're willing to talk about Jesus and look into it a little bit, Lord. You are removing the veil. We thank you and praise you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you will do in the future. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
In Jesus' name, amen. And we're going to have more prayers coming up real soon. And it was so good to hear from Grant Berry, founder and director of Reconnecting Ministries. Please go visit reconnectingministries.org. He also is a producer and author of the Romans 9/11 Project, and it was also good to hear from Grant's precious wife, Hallie, this morning. And you know, I want to invite everyone who's on the call right now and those who are listening to the recording of this to the Billion Soul Harvest Global Summit coming to Colorado Springs, July 12th to the 15th. I'm serving as the conference coordinator. And we are very intentional that, you know, when it comes to global harvest, we must desperately cry out for the Jewish people. So there's going to be a breakout session titled Israel Mandate, Reaching the Jewish People. And if Grant and Bob can come and other Jewish leaders come and run that breakout session, I would be so grateful. But we could talk about that another time. Now we're going to hear from Bob Wolf, who's the president of Majestic Glory. Please visit awakeningone.org. He's also the founder of Sign the Oath Project. And visit signtheoath.org and learn about how all of us can play a role in ending human trafficking. Shabbat Shalom. Bob, good to have you back on Prayer Surge Now.
Shabbat Shalom. And thank you, Alan and Fred, for your kind words. And Grant and Hallie and Dice Up, and I recognize Susan and a bunch of voices on this call. It's like old friends when we do our One New Man Hour. and we continue to press in. I wanted to read the rest of this Dietrich Bonhoeffer quote because we're talking about one new man, and you'll see the reason why as I read this. It says, "The cross is laid on every Christian. The first Christ suffering which every man must experience is the call to abandon the attachments of this world. It is that dying of the old man which is the result of his encounter with Christ. As we embark upon discipleship, we surrender ourselves to Christ in union with his death. We give our lives over to death. Thus it begins. The cross is not the terrible end to an otherwise God-fearing and happy life, but it meets us at the beginning of our communion with Christ. When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die." And as I'm reading that, I'm thinking about the fact that yesterday, which Pesach, Passover, that was also the death of another Abraham, which was Abraham Lincoln. And I'm an Illinois boy, and I have pictures of Abraham Lincoln up in my office that I inherited from my parents. And we actually had a room in our house that we called the Lincoln Room, that we filled with pictures of that man and what he stood for. And I often am drawn to the rhetoric that we have where we take history and we then try to bend it to our own personal needs. And we misappropriate the actions and the intentions of people in order to try to create an environment of something that we can use for our own benefit. But it is very clear that when Jesus did this, when Yeshua did it, that the ultimate picture of the leader was the one who laid down his life. As opposed to trying to strengthen ourselves, he was willing to let God get all the glory and literally to die for us. And that picture of what happened, and today being Saturday is the day that is the quiet day, the Sabbath day, about which there is nothing written in Scripture, but it is believed that this is the day that he would have descended into Sheol or Hades and to take captivity captive. And we were on a call where we were talking about, I think it's Matthew is 26 or 27, verse 52, where all of the people rose up, the dead rose and walked the streets of Jerusalem when Jesus died. And what must that have looked like when people were saying, there are the saints of past. These are the men of God. These are the people who were called to heaven because of the work that they did before Yeshua ever even walked the earth, that they were the faithful men. Abraham probably would have been one of those walking the streets. We don't know. And I'm so encouraged by what the remnant of believers is doing and the prayers, that despite the rhetoric, despite the twisting of history, that the people that are truly submitted to God recognize that we are here to promote his program and his plan and even his death that he was willing to give so that this higher calling could be achieved and that mankind could be restored back into his proper relationship with his Creator. And the cost of that is so massive that we don't know really effectively how to measure it. And so I thank you for the people on this call, the people that are going after this, that recognize that unless we do this the way that God has called us to do it, it won't work. It won't last because he's designed it in such a way that no matter which way we try, if we don't try to do it his way, he's going to make sure that it doesn't work because he's the Lord and his plan has to be the ultimate and the only plan that can work for true salvation. And so I thank everybody here who's on this One New Man Hour, because I believe that we're dealing with people that understand the price that was paid and the calling that's been put upon us, and how we have to lay down our personal agendas in order to do the things that God has asked us to do. And so I just bless everybody on this phone call. That's what is my heart this morning.
Well, let's enter into a One New Man prayer of thanksgiving and gratitude towards the Father's sacrifice and what Yeshua endured for us.
Yeah.
So that we can enter into this One New Man relationship with Him, with one another. Let's just enter into a time of praise and thanksgiving. And I would like to ask the following four intercessors, prayer leaders, to lead us out in a one-minute prayer, and let's open it up to others. So Bob, would you start us off? And then Barbara Sonnen Robbins, our precious Messianic Jewish sister in New Jersey, and a pair of California intercessors, prayer leaders, Priscilla Femmering and Sherry Risch. In that order, and let's have others also pray into this on the eve of Resurrection Sunday.
Avinu Melkeinu, our Father, our King. I think about that word, Dayenu, in the Pesach service. Dayenu, it would have been enough. That's all you had to do, Lord. And the listing as we go through the Pesach service of all of the different things. Lord, if you had just got us out of Egypt, if you had just allowed us to cross the Red Sea, if you had just brought us to the Promised Land, and this long list of things for which we repeated this word, Dayenu, it would have been enough. And Lord, forgive us, Lord, for asking for so much more, instead of recognizing how much you already have done and that you did everything that needed to be done in order to establish your kingdom here on earth. And we thank you, Father, for the price that was paid and the gift that was given to us in your Son. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen. Barbara, are you available to lead us in a one-minute prayer?
Yes. Yes, I am. Thank you, Dad. Oh, Father, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our Messiah who has come to set us all free. And, Father, I pray for each and every one of my brothers and sisters who have yet to awaken to the truth of your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, as we come before you with gratitude and thanksgiving for all that you have done, we pray for all Christians, Jews, and all peoples, Father, that they awaken to the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. And we just thank you, Abba. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what will come. And we pray for a true resurrection within our hearts, repentance and resurrection in Yeshua's name. Amen and amen.
Priscilla and Sherry?
Mm-hmm. Father, you are our Father. And Lord, I just want to thank you for this weekend. There's such a presence of your power and of your love and everything that you are, Lord, in this weekend because of the convergence of these holidays. And Lord, you know it so well. You knew it. And Lord, when I think of blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, we know when Yeshua said that, Lord, and when he spoke it. And in the same way, Lord, I think all of us on this call would like to say to you, I'm just so touched in my spirit right now that we're desperate for you. And Lord, that we want to be those that come in the name of the Lord. And you said how beautiful are the feet of them who bring good news. And Lord, we want to be those people. Lord, we want to be the people of your heart. Lord, we want to be the fulfillers of the prayer that you said in John 17. Lord, I ask that there will be new revelation given to the body of Yeshua today, tomorrow, and during this whole entire week, Lord, of the true meaning of that prayer. And Lord, that we'll submit ourselves to you because you are so worthy of all worship and praise. And I just thank you for that, Father. Just bless everyone on this call. We invite you at the very center of our lives to move us from this place. Like you said, let us go from here. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen. Sherry, if you're connected with us from Clovis, California, would you unmute and lead us in a one-minute prayer? Let's try Truly in Houston, Texas. Would you lead us in a one-minute prayer? Expression of thanksgiving and gratitude. All right, let's just open it up to any others who would like to just express your heart to Yeshua this morning.
I'm here, God. Baruch Haba. Bashem Adonai. Lord, we are so grateful for you. You sought us and you brought us and you're bringing us into an alignment of your heart and your mind. We want you and all that you have so extravagantly provided for all who are hungry and humble and want to know your heart and your mind. We thank you for just allowing the love that you loved us with to be in us. You said, love one another as I have loved you. Oh, Father, you said this is how the world would know we are yours. So we pray and we ask that your love would fill, saturate, marinate our hearts, our minds, our souls, so that we can love you with all of our hearts, all of our souls, all of our minds, and all of our strength as our just basic sacrifice. You gave everything, and we should give everything to you, and that's what we desire. In Messiah Yeshua, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer, truly. Anyone on this conference call line, just feel free to unmute and take a minute for the next 5 minutes, five prayers of what is in your heart towards Yeshua.
Father, I agree with that prayer of love. That you would, during this day, release more from heaven for us. We need a greater measure of your love. And Lord, I thank you that as I was listening to Bob talk, Father, there's this picture of the ark, of David moving the ark and trying to do it his own way. And then he had to go back. He suffered loss and he had to go back. And Father, we just pray, Father, that you would begin to sound the alarm to the church for them to understand that you have a perfect plan here that requires healing, love, and unity and restoration in your family in order for the fullness of the fire to be released. And that, Father, if we really understand that, that we would get on that pathway and begin to sow into it and pray into it through our hearts. So we're asking, Father, not just for an understanding. We're asking, Father, for an embracing of this message, Lord, that you would sound the alarm and open the gates and cause people to get on track with you, Father, for your for the fullness of John 17 love, Yeshua's heart cry to be fulfilled, that you could send the fullness of the glory upon us. Shem Yeshua, in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
This is Bev in Montana.
Okay, go ahead, Bev, and welcome Virginia Chapman. Would you also pray a one-minute prayer of your gratitude towards Yeshua, Jesus Christ, on this eve of Resurrection Sunday? Bev, and then Virginia.
Baruch atah Adonai Melech Haolam Olam, Met La'olam, that you are calling your people home, Lord. We thank you, but not only to the land, but you're calling them to your table. And Father, will you soften the hard hearts? Will you unstop the deaf ears? And Father, I pray that the veil would be taken off of their eyes, and that they will turn to you. You're the only one that can satisfy them. And Father, here we stand at the altar of incense right now, at this very moment, and may our prayers be a sweet incense unto you. And because of where the tabernacle was laid out, we look at the mercy seat. And we go to the horns of the altar and cry out to you, come, come, people, your people, Israel, to come home. To you physically and spiritually, they will find the fullness that they're waiting for. We ask you to do this, Yeshua's precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord Jesus, I just thank you so much that with everything you did on Friday, Lord, and so many people were so shocked and they didn't understand. And then on this day, this Saturday, they were in such despair. I thank you for those that you indeed died for, all of us. Lord, those that are in despair today, they don't know you. They don't know anything about you. And I pray by the power of your Holy Spirit that this revival that we've been praying for will happen in people's hearts even tomorrow, even today, tomorrow, Lord, that the power of your Holy Spirit and the work of your resurrection power will blast through the barriers in people's darkness of their mind and lack of understanding, lack of the revelation that can only come from you, Lord, and you knew it all, and you did it all knowing what was needed when people knew nothing, and even your disciples knew nothing and were so devastated on this day. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We fall down before you, and we ask, oh God, that you do the work of the for the people that are on our hearts, that are unknown to us and are known to us, that have yet to have that breakthrough. We ask for that breakthrough, that powerful resurrection to hit their soul, their mind, their will, and their emotions. Lord, that they would get past the tomb in their emotions and be resurrected into new life, into the power that you can only be the one to give them. We love you that you're still doing this. You're still at work today. Complete it in our own circle and in our cities, in our communities, in our churches. And we love you, Lord. We thank you. We fall on our faces before you for everything that you do that we so desperately need. Lord, I thank you for a glorious Resurrection Sunday that's coming. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Any others?
This is Alana in Florida. Lord God, we've just been so excited all morning about Resurrection Sunday. And there's places in the world probably that are already starting to wake up or getting ready to wake up to Resurrection Sunday. And Father, we would ask for this worldwide celebration of just celebrating a man, your own son, Jesus, who gave himself for us, rising to live forever as a human being with you in heaven. This is so incredible how you've planned this and opened the door for us to be with you in heaven forever. It's astonishing. And Lord, as we go and we celebrate this event, Father God, all over the world, that God, your angels are joining us and celebrating, Lord God, and we would pray that this resurrection day is the beginning or the continuing or multiplying effect, let's say, of a really a sense of your presence, your worldwide revival. Oh, Heavenly Father, bring your presence. Oh, God, open heaven. Oh, God, open heaven. Open heaven to us, Lord God, all over the world. Oh, yes, Lord God, let it begin. Let your work just increase all over the world this Resurrection Sunday and bring incredible glory to your name, your plan, your Son, all honor to you, Lord, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Let's have one more person pray, and then and if Grant could take a couple of minutes and just share with us an update regarding the Romans 9/11 project.
This is Terry from D.C., and Jesus, I just thank you for what you've done for us. Oh, God, just come before you, Lord, with open heart and just with a hope and heart of gratefulness. And, Lord, I want to pray for every person that is going to be going to church services that doesn't really know you, that it's just something that you do on Easter. And I'm asking that tomorrow would be so powerful for every person, Lord, that you are opening up hearts and you are opening up, God, that your Holy Spirit is just even this day convicting people's hearts, and Father, that there's going to be a new openness tomorrow, Lord, a new openness to hearts and openness of the ears, Lord, that those who maybe have done this for years but have never been truly impacted by it, God, that tomorrow is their day, and I thank you for that, Lord Jesus.
Amen, amen. Grant, would you take a couple of minutes and give us an update on Romans 9/11 project?
Amen. Thanks, Dysop. We're actually in the process of putting the finishing touches to the media program. We launched the webinar, which is on the first Thursday of each month at 7:15 Eastern Time, and it's a really amazing hour of dialogue and discussion. It's almost like an interactive Bible study. We have panelists, Jewish and Gentile believers, speaking on subjects, and we're sort of using the Romans 9:11 book as a foundation for these discussions. We just, in the beginning of March, launched the Romans 9:11 Project podcasts. These are weekly discussions, again, focused out of the book. And then in the latter part of the spring, we'll finish the sort of phase three, which is Romans 9:11 Project Talks. And this will be a monthly interview with leaders like yourself, Dysart, with leaders like Bob, Chuck Pierce, Robert Morris, Asher and Trader, Michael Brown, all messianic and church leaders that are moving into this restoration and reconnection, and to basically interview them and to bring this subject of discussion to the forefront of the church. And then after Jewish New Year, once everything's done and it's operating nicely out of the website, we will start a fundraise in the body of Messiah to begin to add promotional dollars to really bring these messages to the threshold of the church. So really appreciate some prayer about that, and also prayer for funding as well. Thanks, Joseph.
Well, I want to encourage everyone to visit reconnectingministries.org, reconnectingministries.org. There's plenty of information regarding the Romans 9/11 project. There's also an opportunity for you to give generously to this much-needed ministry. And I'm going to ask, Bob, would you lead us in a benediction in both Hebrew and in English on this resurrection weekend?
Amen. Father God, give us the words that you gave to your Son, Father, to bless the people and to show them of your great love. Yivareka Kadanoi Vishmareka. Yehe Adonai Panaveleka Vikuneka. You say Adonai Panaveleka Vyasem Lekha Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you, to be gracious unto you. And may the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you to grant you his shalom. Yeshua HaMashiach.